Thank you for holding. Is this Wesley?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Wesley, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. How about yourself?
So far, so good. Sun's starting to come out and beat up on me again.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
It's been brutal the last couple days. It's kind of nice, though.
Not for real. Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about this listing on the first page of the Google search results. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, maybe answer any questions you have. But did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No, not so far, no.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a spot open. You'll notice if you actually search for epoxy flooring in your area, there's only three guys that'll show up there next to that map. And we only have one listing open within our company today as a Google partner. So we're going down a list of qualified candidates in this business category. We're just looking for one of you guys. I mean, once the spot fills, we close out the category. We can't work with any other competing companies in the area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, we're talking about, like, having you in the same advertisement realm as, like, custom coatings or, like, cave epoxy.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, can you handle,
exactly,
like,
yeah,
significant increases in business right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so, like, we're more of a new company. We've been doing epoxy for a few years, but we just went out on our own, started a company a few months ago. And so, I mean, we're looking to fill up our schedule as much as we can.
Well, there you go. I mean, this has been the most profitable way to market a business for the last 16 years. It's just about the availability. That's the hard part. You know, you can't always throw yourself up there. So guys end up doing other things in the meantime, like buying leads and crazy stuff until they get a shot at it. Okay. Let me see what I could do for pricing. There's a new in business credit that Tara requested for you and make it a lot more affordable. You said it's just a few months in business. Do you have a website or anything?
Yeah, it's resinvibesdesigns.com.
Resinvibesdesigns.com?
Yep.
Okay, let me try to pull it up here and see what I can find. Resin Vibes Design. Oh, I put just Resin Vibes. Give me one second here. .com. You own the domain name and everything for the site?
Yep.
Okay. And you said you've been in business for how long? Like 3 months?
About 3 to 4 months or so.
Okay. ResinVibesDesign.com. I'm not getting anything for this particular site.
Hold on, let me
just see here. Is it designs is plural, huh? I think I'm missing the S at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
I got it.
Yeah, this is definitely you. All right. What the phone number matches and everything. Okay. I like this. This will do the trick. And this will actually save you a lot of money too, that you already built this. Did you build it yourself or you had somebody build it for you?
Yeah, I did it myself. I don't have too much of a background in building websites, but I've done a few over the years, so I kind of knew the gist of what
this
I was doing,
bad.
But, you know.
Wes, this isn't
it's
bad.
Definitely optimized it a little better, but, you know, it's not bad to start, you know.
Yeah. No, Wesley, this is good, man. I've seen a lot of business owners try to build their own site, and it comes out looking horrible, so this is good. Okay. This will definitely do the trick. Yeah, the major benefit to you is the placement. We just hyperlink this to the Google business profile that they see on that first page.
Okay.
But, you know, having a website without the placement doesn't usually do the trick. Having the placement with no website will get you calls and make you money. So it's a good thing to have, but it's not like the most important thing, you know?
No, 100%.
But it definitely save you money on a package with us. So usually our platinum package bundles, they usually average about $599 per month.
Okay.
What I can do, though, is I could put you on that exact package, and I can reduce the rate by 50%. If you guys want to come on board with us today, I could get it down to $299. And then also what I could do is I can lock in that pricing structure for you. So that way you keep that rate indefinitely. Like it won't go back up next month.
Okay, sweet.
Okay,
yeah, I'd definitely be interested in that for sure.
Okay, so I'm going to create your Google business profile for you. I'm going to send out a pin verification letter in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. It'll say, yeah. There's a postcard that'll come in. It'll say Google, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when you get it. But what's the street address that I could send this pin verification letter to?
So it would be 386 Great Western Road.
Great Western Road.
I'm going to be Harwich, H-A-R-W-I-C-H.
Uh-huh. Mass.
Massachusetts. Yep, and then 02645.
02645. Okay, and do you want me to hide this address? On Google?
Yeah, if you could.
Okay. Yeah, I just use it for the
also
pin.
Quick question. So I already made a Google My Business page. Is this the same thing or is it different than that?
Yeah, so we'll access that. We're not going to duplicate it, but we're going to access that. Okay. We'll show you how to add us as manager.
Okay, cool.
And then the pin is going to apply to that. So you'll notice you'll start getting these badges and check marks on there. It'll say Google Verified, things like that. That's the first thing that we do. But we have to actually do optimization on the back end and the programming from Google, and that's what will move that up to the first page of the search results for people looking for your services. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to duplicate it, though. You don't want any duplicates floating around. You want everything to be very consistent online. So everything that has to do with your business name, address, and phone number has to match up, not just on Google, but every platform online that has to do with your business. So the cool thing about you using our services is that we'll actually get in there, like create a Facebook business profile if you don't have one, run some ads through that.
Yeah, I already got one, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. Then we won't duplicate it, though. We'll get in there. We'll give it a boost. Also, like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa, you're on the first page of Bing. So we're not going to duplicate anything, but the idea here is to go in there and make sure that your online profile is complete and we're hosting it for you and everything matches up. And that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. You just have one business that you work with, you know, one bill each month, and then you have one customer service department if you're having problems with any of your online listings.
Okay.
So it's all uniform. Yeah, make it a lot easier for you. Manage the business without having to be scatterbrained with the marketing and everything else you got going on. And then what's your last name, Wellesley?
Pina, P-I-N-A.
P-I-N-A, okay. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Yep.
Okay. I love your name. I was saying Wesley at the beginning. I had to pay attention, kind of catch that. That's really cool. It's unique.
Yeah, I've heard Wesley. I've heard them all. So.
All your buddies call you Wells.
I responded to it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing? We send you an outline of the agreement. We also will send an invoice receipt so you could write it off as a business expense at the end of the year and get your money back that way.
Okay. All right. So it's Resin Vibes Design Co. Okay.
Resin Vibes Design Co?
Yeah, designco@gmail.com.
Okay, and is that plural or is it just Resin Vibes Designs Art or Design?
In the email it says design, no plural.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to make sure that there's no discrepancies there. We text you everything too, but you know, we just want to make sure that we have the email as well. So that way, if you want to dig it up later, because sometimes these guys are with us for like years, you know, like I have a client who's been with me for 9 years consecutively already. Yeah. Well, it's not just him. There's a lot of them. Some business owners just use this as long as they have their company, you know, but it's good to have all those transactions documented because it is a business expense when you do Google advertising. So, you know, you want to be able to just pull those up and give it to your tax guy at the end of the year. You just write it off.
Okay.
And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
So on Google, I think I have them listed. It's 10 to 5 p.m., 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then it's Monday through Sunday, so it's every day.
Monday through Sunday. Okay. All right, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
Okay. I actually did this epoxy coating on my garage, and it raised the whole value of my house.
Yeah. So that's one of the things, like, you know, a little incentive for the homeowners, you know, they're going to raise the value of your house doing the floors, you know. It might cost you a little bit, but are going to last for, you know, 15, 20 years. And, yeah, you're going to make more money out of the house in the long run.
So, yeah, the garage looks great. I did it, like, 2 years ago. I put some weights in there, too. Maybe 3 years, actually. It was kind of when the pandemic was going hot, and I wasn't really going to the public gyms. They were having all these issues with the public gyms. And that's when I had it done. Put a little gym in there, little couch, a fridge. It looks nice. It's like a little man cave.
Nah, that's dope.
Yeah, it looks
Hell yeah, nah, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, the guy was selling me on it, though. He was like, it'll raise the whole value of the property, and I didn't believe it. And I contacted my agent, and it was like three times the value of what I paid for it. So it was pretty significant increase. Yeah. Not the house, itself, but at the actual, like, what I paid him to do the epoxy flooring. I think it was like $3,500 or $4,000 at the time, but it like raised the property value over $10,000. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go sell it later. Yeah, it's a good investment.
Did you do, like the flakes on the floor, or did you like the metallics?
It has kind of like a swirl pattern, actually. It's not like
So yeah, the metallic done.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, I'm like, it's not flaky, that. Yeah, but it's got kind of like swirls in it.
Yeah.
Like, I have two boys, and they kind of like get on the ground and like play around with it. They think it's like liquid. They don't know any difference. They're kind of like, whoa, you know? It's cool. Alright, so I have the Google business profile verification set up. So I'm going to submit this to Google now so they could send that pin to you in the mail. And then you're comfortable with the website being attached to the online listings?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then you said you have that Facebook business profile. Let me see if I can just pull that up real quick so that way they have a link. Because we're going to need to schedule a client interview where we sit down and we'll interview you on your business. So we'll go over like all the services you provide, the service area you cover. That way the calls that come in are qualified. Like they have to be in that area, type in those keywords in order to actually get your number and contact your business. That way you're not getting guys that are like wasting your time, you know? I'll schedule that with you now, actually. So usually a client interview, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete it. What do you think would be the best time for you?
Honestly, anytime, like, after noontime works. Like, you know, it could be at noon. It doesn't really matter.
You want to do, like, this time tomorrow? Or I could do it, like afternoon today if you want to jump into it, like, 5 to 6 o'clock today.
I don't know if I could do it today because I have to go to a few appointments with my girlfriend. She's pregnant, so we're going to the OB and a few other things right now.
Congrats.
But
I
could 100%. Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a boy or a girl, do you know?
No, not yet. We're trying to see if we can maybe find out today, but if not, we're gonna keep trying to figure out.
I had goosebumps. My first was born. I was like praying for a boy, and then now I have two boys, and I'm like, man, I wish I had a daughter because these guys are crazy. They're insane, dude. They're like a liability. Like I could end up in a hospital at any minute because they're nuts. I used to think, oh, yeah, I want a son. It's going to be so cool. We're going to play ball. And da-da-da. It's like, no, he's throwing balls off the neighbor's car. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's a liability for sure. He like, scrapes his knee every other day, the oldest. He's just learning how to ride his bike, and he'll, like, just ride it right into whatever's in front of him. He has no, like, conscience to stop or to care in the world. It's nuts. Yeah, and I feel like they're just very stuck on their mom when it comes to, like, emotional. Like, I'm just a big, like, play toy, basically. I come in, they're like, ah, they want to jump around and play. And then when it comes to, like, actual, like, hugs or love, they're just all over mom. Like, oh, whatever, Dad, get away. You know? They get hurt, they don't even want me. It's crazy. But my best friend, I was actually playing golf with him last night. We were just hitting some golf balls at the range. He owns a bunch of like e-juice and like vape companies that supply to like the gas stations in the U.S. So he's like really wealthy guy, but he's about to have a daughter. His lady's like 6 months pregnant and he's like super nervous. So we've just been like talking about that the last couple days, just him kind of adjusting from the rich bachelor life to dad changing diapers.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to do. I'm like, dude, you got to learn how to do this stuff. Like, it's your baby. You're not going to want other people touching your baby, like changing your diaper. You say that now, but later you're not going to want it.
Yeah, once the baby's here, you're like, nope, that's mine.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to change diapers. And then I'm like, dude, trust me, once you see this thing and your whole emotions change, you don't want anybody else touching your kid but you. So, yeah, it's just an adjustment. How far along is she?
So she's 11 weeks.
11? Oh, yeah, it's too new. I don't think you'll be able to see the gender until, like, 6 months.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, I was like, they were saying there's like a blood test we could do that would tell us early or whatever, so we're going to ask them about that. But worst case, I mean, we can...
Yeah, they have all these weird remedies. I know in the ultrasound, they got to kind of develop their, like, genital area, so I think it takes, like, 28 to 30 weeks before you can actually see that. But there are all these weird, like, old wives' tales that they have, like, oh, if she's, like, growing more wide, then it's a boy. If she's growing, like, skinny and out, then it's a girl, you know? They have, like, all these weird things, like... Where you can kind of like try
to tell.
Yeah, but I don't know.
The whole time it's a boy. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. My lady's like 5'1". I'm like, she looks round. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if this is water or water, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So I have the, sorry, they were just messaging me for the client interview here. So
it's 12 yeah, I just got an email for it.
Okay, yeah, so that's the technician that's going to do it. He said 12 to 1, so there's like a whole hour window there. Usually it's about 30 minutes, so it won't take you an hour. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
All right, and then profile setup, he said, did you locate his Facebook page? Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing. Okay, let me find you on Facebook.
The Facebook page, it'll be Resin Vibes Design.
Okay. No, it doesn't say Designs Epoxy Flooring?
No.
I think I found it. In Cape Cod? Yeah, I got you. Yeah, this is your logo. I found it. All right, I got it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, then you got your Instagram, too. Oh, yeah. So this most recent video that you posted on your Facebook, on April 19th, that's how it looks. Like, kind of like the swirl, my garage. But it doesn't have it red like that. It's just white. Just white and black.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, that one was actually, that was a floor I went and did in Miami for one of my buddies. That was a 4,000 square foot auto body shop we did in like 3 days or something like that.
Nice. What did they charge for that?
$12 a square foot. So I think it was, like 80 grand, 90 grand or some shit like
nice.
That.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty expensive job, but, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Miami, though, it's like that. I have a buddy, actually, who moved from SoCal out to Miami. He's been there for the last year, and he says it's, like, the best place ever. He's a pilot. He, like, flies airplanes.
Oh,
like,
word.
Yeah, he's actually, like, the youngest E7 pilot in the United States right now, but he's, like, 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it takes a lot of school, a lot of work. He's originally from Egypt. He's, like, a bodybuilder, too, so he's, like, all yoked. And he's like, he flies airplanes. Yeah, he makes a bunch of money. He's always running into like the Nelk boys and stuff at the gym and like those cats. Yeah, kind of hangs out with those guys.
That's dope.
So I have your business profile, client interview, website confirmed, Facebook page confirmed. We're rocking and rolling. All right. So I just got to secure your first month's payment, and then I'm going to send you this Google verification form. You got to fill this out. So do you have any kind of like license or insurance for the business?
Yeah. So I have insurance. I have general liability, workman's comp, and then I also have an umbrella policy on that as well.
Nice.
And then... For
you have a crew?
Licenses, I have my... Yeah. I have two guys to help me out, yeah.
Awesome, okay. All right, this is going to be perfect. So let me... I'm going to manually send the verification form to you now. It's pretty easy. You're just going to have to pull together that paperwork, though.
Okay.
All right, so let me send that off. Boom. And then the pin's already going out in the mail. We hit the address. Okay. All right. And then the business is an LLC or anything, right?
Yeah. It's an LLC, yeah.
Okay. Do you want the name to appear on Google as Resin Vibes Designs Epoxy Flooring LLC?
Just Resin Vibes Designs Epoxy Flooring is fine.
Okay. Gotcha. That's how I had it, but I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I don't like missing anything, you know. I like everything to just match up, because sometimes Google will send us these notifications like, hey, he has a discrepancy on this. It says it's Resin Vibes Design, and then the other thing, it says Resin Vibes Designs Epoxy Flooring. Can you change it? You know, and then we got to go in there. Sometimes they'll, like, suspend the listing until we make the update, so I just like to be very clear with you at the beginning.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, we're good. Did you get that verification form?
Was it through text?
Yeah, it'll be texted. Yeah, they'll email it to you too, but that link in there is a link to the form.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I got it.
All right, perfect. And then how did you want to secure your first month payment of the $299?
So I can pay it by debit card.
Okay, now, Wellesley, does this have the business name on it, or is it just under your name?
No, so it's my business card.
Okay, so let me make sure.
It does have my name on it. I guess it says Wellesley AP on it, but it's my business debit card.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to make sure I add the business name so that way it's all uniform.
Yeah.
All right. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending that PIN verification letter?
Yep, 386 Great Western, yep.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, so the number is 4840.
4840?
2340.
2340?
0919.
0919?
Yep, and then 1413.
1413. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
The 0727.
0727, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
So that's 469.
Okay, and I wanted to run this by you. You don't have to opt into this, but I'm just going to run it by you just because it does save you money. So we have some, like, prepay options if you wanted to actually make it even more affordable because of the discounts that I applied. If you want to do a 3-month prepay where you get 3 months of service, I can actually do it at $700. That'll save you $200 over the next 3 months. There's a 6-month prepay that you could opt to. It's $1,300. That'll save you $500 over the next 6 months. And then there's a 1-year prepay if you want to do that and solicit the spot all the way up till next summer. It's $2,500. And even with the discounts that I have you on, that'll save you $1,100 over the course of the next year. Did you want to capitalize on any of those?
I'll stick with the 1 month for now, but is there an option to go back and maybe upgrade, or is...
Usually when I enroll at month, it's mostly because of the discounts that I applied. So, like, because of the way the discounts are applied, if I set it up month to month out the gate, then it's just going to reoccur at that discounted pricing structure of $299. It's automated. Like, we don't manually change it. And then once we submit the agreement to Google, they basically have, like, a uniform agreement with you. But it's kind of nice because even the pricing structure that I have you on, it's half price. Like, even next year, if there's all this inflation kind of continues to happen, you keep the same deal. It's not going to go back up on you or, like, change or anything like that. So if our prices go up to the average cost of, like, $750, I signed you up at $299 a year ago, you know, your bill's the same.
Okay. Honestly, I'll stick with the $299, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, there's still huge benefits even at $299. I just wanted to throw that out there because that would make it even more affordable just getting everything going over the next couple of months.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, for sure.
All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and process this payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get access to your tracking system. We do have an app that you could download. It'll pipeline all your leads off of Google and Facebook as well. So that way, if you're missing calls, you have all your clients right there. You can just follow up with them. And then there's also, like, you can request reviews to your Google business profile. There's a lot of other tools in there. It'll just make your life easier. You just have it right there in your pocket. You can kind of pull it up and have access to all your online advertising for the company.
That's just right.
And then I'm also going to send you an outlined agreement in writing of the service agreement for the Platinum Bundle, mainly because I have you on that discounted pricing structure. So even though it's month to month, you're not, like, signing any long-term contract. It's just good that we have it all documented, like, hey, you're getting this price month to month as long as you're with us. And this is everything we're doing for you in there. And then we'll have you sign off on that, too.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then I'll be your account lead. So I'm going to send over my direct number. There's going to be an account management team, so I'm not the only guy that you'll talk to. I have a team of guys that are going to help us get your business up and running. But if you want something done quickly, you know, I'm the guy. I do the hiring and firing. All right. So, yeah, they kind of all answer to me. I'm pretty laid back, though. Like, I mean, I don't really have any reason to. I'm pretty blessed living out here in SoCal, just my family and everything, you know. I'm a kid at heart. I take business serious, but I'm. You'll see. I'm just pretty, like, mellow.
we'll get along pretty well then. Shit,
yeah, I'm like, it's serious, but it's not that serious, but it's serious.
Nah, gotta have a little fun along the way, you know.
Yeah, you know, I used to be really formal as I was getting started up with everything. Like, I went to school, and then I interned at the Google headquarters for a while for like 6 months, and then I got hired on here, and I was like blue collar, wear a suit and tie to work every day, you know, just try to look the look. And then the further I got into it, I was just kind of like, it's crazy how these execs at the very top of the top you think are going to be so, like, robotic. But they're just living life. Like, life isn't that serious all the time. Most of them are just chilling, like, just enjoying the fruits of their labor. And, you know, it's serious. Things happen. People get sick and stuff. But for the most part, there's no real evidence that life has to be so serious, you know.
Exactly. We're only here once, man. You might as well have some fun, you know.
Yeah, like, they corporate guys, they take things serious just because it's business, you know. Business owners want their accounts taken care of. They want to make money. They want to be, you know, everything going properly and done in a timely manner. So they take that part serious. But for the most part, I'm just kind of, I have no off switch anymore. I'm like, this is how I am with my kids. It's the same way I talk to the business owners. The same way I talk to my buddies. It's I'm not gonna change it or act like a robot. You know, no AI.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you should be getting all this paperwork. I just want to make sure that you got those texts that came through, and then also
I did. Yeah.
Okay, and then you should have another one in there. I'll say, hi, this is John. Are from Local Splash. I'll say, let's get your business to the top of Google today. You can contact me, and they'll have, like, the direct number and extension. You have that one?
Let me see real quick. I don't think so. Oh, yeah, I just got it. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can call me directly. Oh, voice verification. My God, I almost didn't do this. Okay, so to get results as fast as possible with your campaign, Wellesley, we do ask that you're actively involved. Do you agree to be responsive to calls from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. And then also, as hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yep. Yeah. All I'm doing right now is just a little bit of Instagram and Facebook.
No worries. We know what you have today. It's just saying after today, just because we don't want you to, like, duplicate any online listings or pay for something we're already doing for you.
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then the initial term of the service agreement is just 1 month. It says the payment will be charged today. It's June 27th at the discounted pricing structure of $299. I've locked you in at this rate, but it is set up to auto-renew each month. On the 27th day, it'll stay at $299. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or funny business. Like, if a guy doesn't want to be on the first page, we just stop doing the optimization. You'll keep everything you have, and then we just kind of part ways as friends. We'll go find somebody else and do the optimization. We do want you to let us know before that next billing's due if you're going to discontinue. So it's the 27th. Okay. Try to let us know before the 27th day just so we can stop that billing cycle and it doesn't auto-charge you.
All right. No,
not that you will cancel, but just full disclosure. You know, I got to do that.
I got you.
All right. And then it says, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. And then your client interview, just to confirm, is going to be tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Okay?
Yep. Sounds good,
right,
my man.
All right. I'm still here with you. So if you feel, like, overwhelmed as you're going through, like, filling out your Google verification form, or if you have questions, just call in, okay?
All right. Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Wellesley. Nice meeting you. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace.